What's up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and it has been a long weekend. But this show went on anyways. We have Aaron Carter hosting the show, the real David Webb in the house, and Alexander Bags joins us. The strawberry blonde bearded bastard is back in studio with me, Corey Vincent, and we have a lot to talk about, mainly Google and how they're taking over the world. We know this day was coming. Google was going to come sentient and take over our lives. There's no need to think anymore. They're taking that out of the equation for us, and we'll tell you why in this episode with all the stuff that came out of the Google I.O. conference. We have chat, of course, in the building, making us laugh, making us cry, everything in between. The trolls, the lovers, the haters. We love them all. You can join us and watch the show live on Wednesdays and Saturdays on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Wow. As always, you can support us on Patreon. All that and so much more on this week's Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, and I am Sir Aaron Carter, everybody. And this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming brought all these things together, right? Years ago, in the infancy of the company, they said, we have a dream. One day to sponsor a gaming podcast. That dream is realized today, damn it.
It was like a year
well,
ago.
Yeah, it was kind of. You're just going to cut the whole damn thing. Sons of accuracy. Mothers. Come freaking sail away with us. Where's their gamings, everybody? Sheesh. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. Antlion. In the infancy of their career, they said we would one day want to sponsor a gaming podcast. Well, that day is today. Sheesh.
Antlion.
Whatever, Webb. You heard his voice, everybody. The real David Webb's on the show.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And he's been systematically ruining my intro. In his infancy, he said, I got one dream.
One dream.
To ruin the intro of a video game podcast. That day.
One dream, one chance.
Yeah.
That was accurate.
You got to seize it.
The cherry blonde head
cherry
pirate.
Changes fruits.
I like it.
Alex Bagginsworth is here, everybody.
I get called the pirate at work because someone thinks that I look like Steve the pirate
from
Dodgeball.
100% see
I can see it.
Yep,
I get called
the pirate.
Behind the ones and twos, Corey Vincent, everybody.
Hey, what's up, pizzas, everybody? You know, have you ever installed hardwood floors, Aaron? You don't work at a hardwood.
Oh, I was going to say,
work at a hardwood
I thought
store.
You were asking, have I shaved anybody's pubes? No.
What?
I feel like it'd be like shaving your own pubes and like getting a boner.
Shaving your own pubes?
Hardwood floors.
Getting
noted.
Yeah.
I like it.
Urban Dictionary.
Hardwood floors. You installed them?
Yeah, I've been installing them, doing the Lord's work.
Okay.
You might be able to see some grit, some
nope.
cuts, some...
Nope.
Look at this. These are man
baby
hands.
Baby soft hands.
No.
These are... Okay, yeah. These are
never
gamer.
Had a day of hard work
these
in their
are gamer
lives.
Hands.
Speaking of that, when I worked years and years and years ago at the GameStop, a customer came in, looked at my hands, old lady. She had like 3 kids or something with her. She was the grandmother, clearly. And she looked at my hands and said, you see, kids? See how his hands have no roughage to them? He's never done hard work in his life. Properly paid for her game, then walked away. I chased her in the parking lot, tackled her, and did some hard
You're
work.
Smart. I got told that at GameStop multiple times, except mine were always complimentary.
Mine
there was
weren't.
Like, wow, your hands are so soft. I was like, have not seen a day of hard work in my life.
Yeah. Well, were they all black
Thanks
people?
For coming in.
No, none of them were.
This was an old black lady, so if I didn't have slavery hands, I'm not working hard.
It's true.
That's
You're
exactly
not working hard
what
enough.
That is.
It was an old black lady who looked at your hands and decided that you weren't...
Yep.
You weren't a hard
sentenced
worker.
Sentenced me to not hard... Now,
did she say that you were lazy?
Right. Because, I mean, before
I mean,
that...
I mean, let's
really,
be honest.
Yeah, I mean, let's just...
But,
you know. But she had no right.
It means it hurt. It still hurts, even
she
if
she had
it's,
no right.
You know,
not to her kids. Don't have that. Don't have them prejudging me.
What's your opinion on this, guys? Because okay, maybe my hands are a little softer because I have never had to do manual labor like for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
then sometimes you shake a dude's hand and it's like shaking hands with
a shell.
A
it's actually yeah, it's actually just a shell. It's a human shell. It's like a
you touch it and disintegrates.
A crab is there.
Yeah,
right?
You're like shaking the hand
shell.
Of a mountain.
Okay.
But I'm not like ashamed. I'm like, oh, that's cool for that guy. You know, he must not be very smart. You know,
really?
That's yeah, what?
A little bit.
So you're gonna put the buy
the whole intelligence
the whole thing,
thing
back to them?
Brains
like,
v. bronze.
I use my brains to get through work.
Come on,
I'm an engineer.
Are is it
you?
Bad?
No, I'm a broadcast technician.
I do not put that
technician.
Much thought into
a
other men's hands.
The only thing that's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. I just don't like the limp shake when they come in and I get nothing but fingers.
Yeah.
Come on, palm me.
Don't finger me.
Let me get some palm.
They don't even move at the right like tempo for
yeah.
the shake. Oh. Like, eh.
There's etiquette, guys. You go full palm in. The middle V between your index finger and thumb
and
should
if you,
reach.
If you
boom.
Fuck it up, you can go for a second like readjust and then
yeah.
for the handshake.
You get a split second. Don't screw it up.
Don't do the 1-2 shake
the
and then like try
yeah.
and fit. It's too late.
And then do like one of these things.
Like just high five.
Don't
know.
Don't ever
I
try to black
Webb
bro
being
it.
That guy in the office. Hey, what's up? Trying to give you all daps.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
A dab in the office.
I had a literally another work story. One of my coworkers, she was like,
so white.
Those two black guys just black hugged, and I was like, so what the hell is black hug?
Black hug.
I said, what is black hug? She's like, you know when they shake hands and then they, you know, I was like,
I'm
I don't know.
Really bad at that, by the way.
So
really, really bad at
is it because you can't read the situation on
yes,
what's happening?
No. Mostly it's like I don't want I don't
go
think
in for it every
touch
time.
Me. Yeah,
go
no,
for it every
I've
time.
Gone in on it with people that I don't think they thought they were going to go in on it.
And that's the good
and
thing.
And then they did.
You have the power.
I know.
There.
It's scary.
I wait for the initiation and then yeah. and then I do the follow through.
Yeah, no,
When she spotted that out for me.
Hashtag black hug.
I went out.
Hashtag. Are we hashtagging black hug now?
We might as well. I went out there to greet one of the black guys, and I just naturally did that, you know? Actually, with both of them.
Just naturally?
And then I went back to her office, and I was like, yeah, that's a black hug. That just, it just happens.
And you have to erase your memory, because you're not
yeah,
supposed to know that.
Exactly. You know too much.
The black delegation.
Then I neuralized
it. Sent me.
I'm yeah. not exactly. saying that people who have, like, hardened hands that have to do physical labor with their lives are all stupid. I'm just saying most of them are probably not that smart.
Wow.
That's all I'm
no,
saying.
The views
have,
of Corey
Vincent
don't
intelligence in other areas of their life.
Yeah, swinging a hammer, lifting heavy objects.
Good Lord.
Fixing your car.
Well, I mean,
making sure
killing
that you can
your entire family because you've insulted their livelihood.
Not getting a hand cramp after using a screwdriver for like an hour.
Or a knife after stabbing you for an hour. There's plenty of things that they're
you can stab with a screwdriver.
Genius yeah. levels at.
I wear my soft baby hands as a badge of honor right there. As long as there's calluses on the right hands and the right places, that's where you need them.
The right
what
hand
is that?
The right
let's
places.
Move right along to the final person, of course, that's
super
here. Fair. Week in, week out, they sit here and they wait patiently without even going anywhere, not even clicking and turning off their computers. They just sit with it open.
Some yep. do.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
They have callus-free hands. The chat room, everybody.
What a doo-doo chat.
Wow.
That's my new thing.
Let's
I'm trying
not,
out
let's
new things.
Not.
That was maybe next
can
week.
Can you return? Do you have the receipt for that one? You can return it and get another one.
Said buy two of those and then... Throw both of them away like Kevin Hart.
Buy two.
Yeah.
Throw them away.
And then before we get into it even more, I went to the co-op, food co-op store.
Mm.
Sacramento
yep.
Natural Foods Co-op.
You hipster.
Sacramento
yeah.
Foods
you
Co-op.
Where
my girlfriend
hipster.
Works.
Does she really work there?
Yes, she does.
I might have to talk to her.
She was working there today.
It's Aaron, a BS. The prices have...
They actually have some of their line is actually more of like the daily buy stuff where it's actually a lot cheaper.
Well,
they're supposed to be marked with things, some marketing thing that they're working on. I don't know if it like
you can buy your groceries for so cheap. There's
no, I wasn't trying to buy groceries though. This is
what are you buying?
This is what I was going for. I just because I like to you know try different foods. You know
mm-hmm.
I've gone through like the majority of my life kind of just fast food and then eat what I want. I mean you know right. I like something I stick to it right?
Right.
So I'm trying to expand my palate and I have been for a long while. So I went to go look for different type of peanut butters and the co-op.
Peanut butters or nut butters?
nut butter. All type of butter.
Nobody calls them peanut butters anymore. Excuse me. If you're going to be a hipster, do it right.
I'm not hipster. That's
why.
I mean,
you are a hipster. Types of peanut butters. I just wanted to make. I wanted to know if he was looking at like almond butter.
I have
like,
looked at it all. Looked at it all.
He's looked at all the nuts.
Have you had coconut peanut butter?
I don't think so.
Oh,
Webb,
my God.
Did you say he's
delicious.
Looked at all the nuts?
Yes, I did.
Terrible. How many of the nuts did you inspect?
At the co-op, I looked at plenty of
the nut butters.
That makes it better.
It's way better, right?
It's way better.
How'd you like that nut butter in your mouth?
So I looked at all the different nut butters, and they're like $15 a jar.
Yeah,
for certain butters,
and some of them are really, really small.
And they're like minute.
That
size.
Is where I will agree with you because those are, I think, considered luxury items.
Yeah, and they are. They
and
gotta
they're priced like.
You know what's not $15?
What's not $15?
Target brand. Peanut butter.
Yeah, but do they have almond
Buck
butter?
$24.
Do they have almond butter?
Yeah, it's also like gross and full of way too much sugar.
No, they have a natural one.
Which
$39.
Is gross and still full of way too much sugar. Natural, it doesn't mean anything, and it's guess what's natural? Fucking sugar.
There?
You monster drinker. Wait, never mind. I see where this comes from.
Guess what else is natural?
I didn't even plan that. I was just
as he sips his monster.
That was great.
But I really want to go back there, and I want to shop for different stuff. They have a lot of good fruits and vegetables.
The first Friday of every month is Anti-Depression Friday, and everyone gets an extra 10% off of everything they buy that day.
I will go in there the happiest person in the world, I promise you.
I think
you.
That's why they called it that.
I'll strut in there. Hey, depressed people! Ooh,
no, they're not depressed. They're getting 10% off, too. They're just as happy as you are.
I was going to commit suicide today, but I just saved 10% of my groceries, so...
But these prices.
These prices.
These prices.
What do you get out of going to this co-op, Aaron?
Do
you just have money to waste, and you're just like, I will go there.
Well,
look at him. Look at him.
When I budget, I literally... I set aside a little bit of cash. That's just
to go
like
spend on expensive peanut butter,
basically.
Nut butter,
basically.
Boy, different nuts,
just different stuff. Because it's just like you gotta do something for yourself once in a while.
Treat yourself.
You gotta treat yourself.
That's how you choose to treat yourself.
Yeah, to expose myself to different nut
butters. Expose yourself to different nuts.
To different nut butters. Yes.
That doesn't
I'm going
make
to
it in the new intro.
Expose myself to different nut butters, and then we will convene yes. later. And I will figure out what I liked.
So if you do anything this weekend, people at home,
save
yourself. Try some strange nut butters.
To nut butters, yes.
Go that's to Albertsons thing. And Ralph's and whatever you have.
Are those
just like
places
else.
That still exist?
I don't know.
Albertson, oh my God, I think
it
you really
is
did.
Albertson's?
Why don't we just go to Lucky's as well? Since we're all going to these out of...
Extinct. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Circuit City.
Oh,
wow. now you brought up some...
Montgomery
stuff.
Wards.
Some really Montgomery Wards.
Oh, wow. We know where his mom bought his husky pants.
We have lost. We have lost our entire audience. Now.
What the fuck are they talking about? What are these places? They're just saying random words.
We just aged ourselves so much.
Are we talking about games today, guys? The hell is the Luckies? All right, let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
I'm glad you got in that, Alex.
I did.
Yeah.
Banging around the web. Yeah, sorry. The connection's really laggy. I didn't hear it, so.
In 2011, a small game came out called Two Worlds 2.
Two Worlds also, or the second iteration of the
you.
Two
second,
Worlds franchise?
I made that joke every single day at work. No joke. Every single day at work.
And
we
you're
were
very proud of it. How, did
oh,
it go
man.
Over well?
Every single time, no one laughed.
It had some mixed receptions.
Just like Just Cause. Why are you buying
yes,
this?
Yes, exactly.
And people will be like, it looks fun. I'm like, no, the
no.
correct answer was Just Cause.
You don't get it. Next.
So I did. Take the game. Take
I think
the
I, tried, game. I tried that on one person. They did not like me.
No.
Well, anyway, this game is actually getting DLC now. Yeah, you jest. It's still going strong, damn it.
Oh, when did it come out?
It came out 2011. And so a whopping 5 years later,
all right.
They said, you know what? Let's go back and revisit this bad boy. And let's add some more stuff to it.
What could they possibly add to the game?
What could they
that
possibly
has
add to it? Yeah, it has
five
everything.
Years.
If you haven't played Two Worlds, actually...
Wait, Two Worlds or Two Worlds 2?
Two Worlds 2. Excuse
electric,
me. Thank
oh,
you for
sorry.
It.
And
thank
is it Two
it.
Worlds 2 Electric Boogaloo?
It's not. It should have been. They missed
two
opportunity.
Worlds 2 World Harder?
Two World Too Hard?
Two World Too Hard. And I think this is because of the announcement that's soon to be coming of a Two Worlds 3. Yes, that's coming out.
They did announce that.
But they are coming out with DLC. They're going to do overhaul of the actual graphics engine for, I believe, for the PC at least.
Really?
They're going to add new maps and a whole new single player story arc-y thingy.
Neat.
Webb, I don't know if you've ever played this one. One of the highlights, in my opinion, of this game was actually using the magic or being able to create your own magic spells.
Yeah.
So like you can have like a wind spell, and then you can create rocks. And then make them, like...
It sounds riveting.
No, no, no. Put them together. No, literally. Because there's, like, a spell where you could just drop rocks, right? And it's like, oh, okay, wow. I just dropped rocks.
Have you played Magicka?
And so... No, I have. I know where you're going with that. Right. But this predates Magicka.
Does it?
It does.
Does it?
2011, mind
does
you.
Does it?
So, you drop rocks.
Okay.
You add wind. Yep. You got a tornado of rocks. Okay. Pretty awesome.
That's neat.
Wow. So then... You would combine different type of things, like you can summon different type of creatures depending on the different mixture of, I think it was like little spell cards or something like that you had. I can't remember.
Runes?
Maybe runes. Let's say it's runes.
I'm gonna guess runes.
Rune cards.
I only got to play like very slightly.
Spell deck.
You
had to buy boosters to expand it.
Something like that. It was so weird. But it was a very in-depth like spell. What am I looking for? Swell?
Crafting.
There we go.
Two for two.
This sounds way too confusing, and I'm glad I did not play this game.
It was a fun game. Multiplayer came up to about, like, I think 4 people with Two Worlds 2, but Two Worlds 1 had 8 people, which was just insanity because it was so glitchy.
That's true. It was it was Elder Scrolls multiplayer that everyone wanted.
Yes.
And then Two Worlds 1 was trash, though, wasn't it?
Like, yes.
The first one was garbage.
The soundtrack in part one was good.
Well, that's
other games
not
that came out in the same year that I think are due for some DLC. Homefront. How about that one?
Yeah. No, they have that one. It's the new one that came out. That's their DLC.
Why make a new game when you could just...
$60 DLC.
$60 DLC. New engine, you know, upgraded.
I would have rather just seen DLC for that game. I don't think they needed a full new one.
Yeah,
just played that DLC.
What other games?
Let's see, WWE All-Stars. You remember that one?
I've been waiting for DLC for so long for that game.
I know, they need to add in Roman Reigns.
Yep.
How dare you?
He's the best!
How dare you?
We covered this last week, Aaron. He's the most interesting character the wrestling has ever seen.
He's the most interesting. He's not even the most interesting character in, like, chess. Like, just...
You're right. The knight is, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the knight is one of the most interesting. He moves in
and
such a weird way.
An object, yes, yes. is more interesting. Yes.
And then the other one, Bulletstorm. Where's the DLC for that one?
What was Bulletstorm? Was that the... Wait.
It was epic, wasn't
it? Where you
it?
Take two spells, you take it drop
was.
Bullets,
okay.
And then shoot you bullets, add wind.
You add wind. You got a bullet storm.
And then you have a bullet storm.
That sounds about right. No, that was the one I didn't play because you can't jump in that game. It was a first-person shooter.
Was that
you could
the one
not jump.
Did it have a grappling hook or whatever, and you could do sick, awesome combos? And
yeah, it was a combo-based score system.
I heard it was really fun, though. Like, I remember a lot of people actually saying, you know what? Game's actually pretty fun.
You can't jump.
I was surprised by it.
But that's fun.
You can't jump in a lot of different games.
Well, let's see.
Bullshit.
Once it gets
DLC after 5 years, then it's a
that's
fun
true.
Game.
They could DLC add in the jump, and then Aaron would play it.
Probably. I'd probably go back and give it a shot.
What's next, Aaron?
Keeping in the realm of DLC, Destiny's about to get some DLC if you guys are still interested in that game.
Nope.
I know some people who are.
I watched a stream of it the other night. It was... an English streamer, and
like
she was
from Britain.
Yeah,
from,
I don't know,
like the UK.
Yeah, from like the UK.
She was speaking English.
Like from okay, continue.
Most boring piece of junk I ever seen.
She was or the game?
No, she was entertaining, but the game was just terrible. And it surprised me how many people are still into this game.
Well, it's because she wasn't playing the DLC called Rise of the Iron.
I think it just scratches their MMO itch, man. I think that's it. It's WoW with guns, and that's all people wanted.
The upcoming expansion will likely focus on Iron Lords and the Iron Wolves. The Lords and the Wolves represent two groups of 9 Guardians. The Iron Lords helped build the wall around the Last City and were joined by the Iron Wolves in the defense of the Last City against the Fallen at the Battle of 6 Fronts.
What was the other DLC with the Wolves?
Mark of the Wolves? No. Nope, that was a good fighting game.
It was.
Oh, was it Hungry Like the Wolves?
No. Nope, that was a good song.
Was it Wolfpack?
Nope, that was a faction in the WWE.
Oh, it was Dances with Wolves.
Yep, right.
Nope,
that was
a Kevin Costner movie.
Yeah, he was in it. He voiced the Guardian.
Welcome to the section where it's all good things that are better than Destiny.
That have the word wolves in it.
House of Wolves.
There we go.
Gaming.
You know what? I literally was thinking of him the whole time.
Yeah, he will know.
Thinking about it. I am so pissed right now that you guys
I'm
are talking.
I'm looking at your faces and I'm fucking pissed.
I'm like, we are trashing his love child right now, and he's pissed.
All right, so House of Wolves. So these are the Iron Wolves. These are different than the house that we previously visited.
It sounds like when you read that description, wolves. It was the same words I've heard in Destiny, just in a different order.
Rearranged.
Well, yeah. Because
Iron
yeah.
Banner, now it's called Rising Iron, the Wolves of Zendikar. I don't know. What
Wolves
else?
Of Zendikar?
Wolves of Zendikar.
No, it's beautiful because it is all just 100% bullshit. And so when I listen to some of my coworkers talk about it, it really is a moment of, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about, but the way you're using the words are like something I've heard before. It's like a psychological shock where it's like, I swear to God you're talking to me, but nothing is being said right now. Like, you're... No, none of that's real.
But somebody's going to play this thing. I mean, they... It's, if they're still pumping out DLC, it's because there's got to be some fan base there. I look on my friends list from time to time, and I'd still see people.
Yeah, there's people who still play it. Yeah, one of my coworkers plays it. He says he has a lot of fun with it.
Does just, he though?
Yeah, he's really like good. He also has a group to play with, and so he like him and his friends will play. You
I
know,
think that's what you need.
That's the key. Right. That's what keeps you in.
It's just like wow.
We have
it's exactly the same.
If you follow Except our Facebook page, if you go to facebook.com/videogamebangbang, we have a new like. I don't know. What do you want to call him? Manager? Community manager? Guy? Social media ambassador?
There you go.
That sounds fancy.
Call him whatever the hell you want to. It's just Jake.
He's going to start
It's like
wearing.
The goofiest
I'm going to call him Jake.
Mofo in our group.
We have a new Jake. Put it that
way. We have a new Jake.
He,
from State Farm?
Jake from State Farm. Yeah. He comes in and he posts these memes and stuff and, you know, make sure that we're not slacking on getting our responses out to people. And the last one he posted was pretty good. Did you see it, Aaron? It was two guys handshaking. And he was like, oh, cool, you like video games. And then the other guy said, yeah, did you see that new Call of Duty Infinity trailer? It looked awesome. The next picture was a guy washing his hands.
Wow.
That's how I feel like when I hear people, I'm like, oh, I like video games. You like video games? Yeah, yeah. Dude, Destiny's, you know, that's awesome. And I'm
really? Does that turn you off more than someone saying, like, I like fucking Farmville? Like, I'm a hardcore gamer.
No, I totally respect Farmville players more.
I love
it teaches you a life skill
esports. Yeah. Seriously?
Because they don't know any better. But Destiny players do know better.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
They're fucking still shooting up on that MMO heroin. Like they're fucking hooked.
Because if we're talking about levels of
it's
gamers
hard to quit.
And I just put it all in one umbrella of gamer. You know, if you're a Farmville player, you're a gamer.
Ugh, no, you're not.
Yeah, they're still under that umbrella with you. No, they're still under with that Master Race PC.
We talked about this with Janice Davis, because she even goes as far as saying the mobile games.
Oh, yeah.
You're a gamer.
You spend that time, you've earned that title. You're a gamer.
Let's see, chat. Gaming piped up in here. He said, Destiny was a lot of fun in the first year, but it's time to move on.
Oh, what? Excuse me, gaming? What did you say?
It's time to move on.
No, you don't go anywhere.
You play it and you like
play it
forever.
You will like it, yes.
For 10 years.
Forever. For 10 years. You have made that sacrifice and that contract in blood.
He says, he goes on to say, come on, man, it's a fun game when it first dropped. Same thing with Division.
Well, Division's a fucking broken-ass bullshit game right from the start. Thanks, Ubisoft.
From the start?
From the start.
Mm.
Did you hear that their system is client-side, so cheating will always happen because they don't actually have it server verified. They just say, oh, the client said yeah, okay. So cheating will always be prevalent until they rewrite everything. And then also they've completely screwed over the tempo of the game like three times over now with their changes to crafting and grinding and getting different gear and stuff like that.
I literally got a text message today asking me, do we still play? Pushan was like, do you guys still play Destiny? And I said no, and then I text back saying we're gonna play Destiny on Tuesday, and then I was kind of in and out of it, so I looked at it again. And I was like, I mean Overwatch on Tuesday, sorry. And he's like, ah, damn.
Get hella excited for a second too.
Yeah, I was like, sorry, I didn't mean to get your hopes up, but I mean, yeah, I mean, new games are coming out. I mean, we're a fickle generation. We get entertained real quick.
No, I know.
And then
I know no one commits to a game long term.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem with society. No commitment.
Right.
It's no true. Commitment.
Is that really the problem with society?
Yeah. Yep. It's the biggest.
I think it's Donald fucking Trump.
Well, he commits. to stupidity, but he commits.
That's, you know, see, what? That's the best thing you could say about him.
No one committed to anything, and he committed to the wrong thing.
There it is.
But he committed. But he
No one else committed to the right thing before he could commit to the wrong thing, and that's what screwed us.
You know, the scary part is I hear certain people, white people, so I'm talking all three of you in the room.
It happens.
Say, you know what? He's the only one that makes sense.
That's not true.
You know what?
He literally doesn't make sense. He actually truly does not make sense.
He doesn't. There's extremists
or
in
dollars.
In every group.
Extremists?
Extremists.
He makes neither dollars nor cents.
Wow.
That's the most gangster thing I think Bags has said.
Are you going to slide the lokes on his face and put the weed in his mouth? Is that what you're is that what's going to happen? Let's get ready, everybody, because the world is going to change. And you know who's going to change it?
You.
Google.
Oh.
Not me.
Not Disney?
I tried.
Disney will probably... That's what the war will be, eventually. Half the planet will be Google, and half the planet will be Disney. And then you'll have to choose your side.
Oh,
who
man.
Who you choosing, Webb?
Google.
Corey?
Google.
What are our choices?
Google or Disney?
Oh, wait. Disney owns Marvel. Oh,
oh.
God. Oh, no.
Disney. Team Disney.
Wow.
What the fuck has Google done for me lately?
Well, then get ready to use your Disney phone. Exactly. Ask Mickey.
You can't change the
ringtone.
Okay, Mickey. Like, okay, Goofy. Gorsh.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what they'll use. Kobe scored 3 points last night.
Well, that's a new personal record.
M-O-U-S-E.
Terrible. You still haven't chosen a side?
Google.
Okay.
You would choose Google over Disney?
Hell fucking yes.
What has Google done for you?
They've created a lot of free shit by taking just my analytics. They pay me free money to answer surveys on my phone, and I can use that to buy things on their marketplace.
So it's money. Comes down to money?
Comes down to free things, yes. Disney's never done shit for me. In fact, they lock away their movies to bilk more money out of you.
They do lock
in their
away their
vault.
They're all in the coffin.
Broken dreams.
Disney.
Vault of broken dreams.
Well, Google did their whole I/O thing. And they belted out a whole bunch of stuff about the future of Google and how they're going to rule the planet.
They are, though.
They are. They literally are. Let's go over some of their stuff right now. If my updated phone that they updated literally yesterday will allow me to.
Where's my damn apps?
Where's my apps?
First thing he says, he gets here. My screen's white now.
They moved my apps. I don't know where anything is on my phone.
The colors are so muted.
It is. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, it's like having one thing one day and then another thing another day. See how simple that is? But it's so confusing.
What? You
I have different things every day.
The worst analogies in the history
that
of analogies.
That was the best analogy. Google has a new VR platform called Daydream.
Or do they?
Do.
Kinda. And their VR platform is the future, it says. Google now has a mobile virtual reality platform. It's called Daydream. It's built on top of Android N, which is going to be their newest, operating system
yep.
on their
newest thing? Version of their
newer
operating
version,
system.
Which they actually apparently don't have a name for it yet, and they're looking for a name. This is the little...
It has to be candy.
It has to be a candy because there was Kit
no
Kat,
wafers?
Jelly Bean.
Necco wafers?
No, don't call it that. That's not candy, really.
It is candy. They're so good. Mm-hmm.
Fig Newtons?
It has, no.
They had ice cream bar or
they had
something like
ice
that.
Cream.
Ice yes. cream sandwich.
Call
ice cream
it Snickers.
No, it has to start with an N.
It has to be?
That's
really?
How they've gone through. You're on sixth. M is marshmallow. What was L? Lollipop. K was Kit Kat. They actually got the official branding.
So they're going alphabet, yeah. but
they
then,
went through the alphabet,
okay.
yes, but it has to be a candy.
So
and then they'll make a statue
nerds.
In front of their obvious. Nerds?
They don't want to
piss that
would
off
be people.
The, that would be the best.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nerds making nerds.
True, but then that's kind of
it's
meta.
All, it is a little it's almost meta. Too meta,
which is
yeah.
perfect for Aaron who shops at his little co-ops.
Hey, fuck you. The co-op's nice.
Did you say they fuck you or hey?
I said
fuck
hey,
you.
Fuck you.
Oh, okay, I was like, that's a whole different co-op.
They fuck you if you like. Side. I mean, they're people too.
Aaron, you got hipster Bags on your side now too. Congratulations.
A man goes to get
speaking
peanut
of
butter.
Being a hipster, I definitely bought beer over the internet recently.
Yeah, that's pretty. Hipster.
That's amazing. We live. In a wonderful time. It was shipped to my house,
alcohol.
And I got to pick it up, and then it was from, like, across the country. It was amazing.
What was it?
From Tavour.com, TAVOUR.com.
I've always wanted to be a part of a Beer of the Month Club.
So it's not like a Beer of the Month Club, but it is like a Beer of the Month Club.
Hmm.
Okay, in my analogies.
Well said.
Yeah.
So no, they tell you about beer, and then you can say you want it or you don't, but they tell you what it is ahead of time, so that way you can actually order it if you like it, if you think you're going to like it.
Or I could do that, too. Hey, Aaron, I tried this beer the other day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was crisp. It was refreshing.
Cool.
Do you want it?
No.
Boom.
I don't think I've never described a beer like that.
Crisp
and
really? Refreshing?
It's off
I've never,
top
no,
of my
like
head.
In that manner.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Bags, I tried a beer the other day. It was crisp and refreshing.
What beer was it?
I don't know. What beer was it?
Wow.
I didn't think that far ahead in my
I know you didn't at all. Why I asked.
The best terrible. One. The best beer you've ever had, Bags. Dry. What is it?
The best beer I've ever
best
had?
Beer.
Was it a Hefeweizen?
It was not a Hefeweizen. I think the Campfire Stout that I had, it tasted like basically s'mores in a beer. It was so good. Do not remember the company that made it, though. I'd have to look it up.
There's one at Track 7 that is a white stout.
Really?
Nitro, yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, it was so good.
That sounds good. I like nitro stouts, but white scares me.
Yeah,
super as it light. Should most people, really.
It was very crisp and refreshing.
Back to the Google. They'll make a beer soon.
So they will make beer.
Google I.O., right?
Google.
No,
their...
Google... Daydream is their VR system.
Yeah, the I.O. is the
I.O. is the whole thing.
Conference.
The whole thing. Well, their Daydream is basically a interface. You've seen the VR already mm-hmm. for the gear and how whenever you start it up, it shows you the kind of, you know, those things.
I've seen VR, too. I got to use someone's Vive.
How did you like that, actually?
It's fine, I guess.
As compared to, because you used the...
No, I've not used anything else.
Yes, you did. Oh, I let you use the damn...
I looked at your phone briefly, yes.
Wow, you make it seem like you held your phone to the
no,
front of your eyes.
No, I used the thing briefly. It was, honestly, it kind of felt like the same experience. I mean, okay. The thing that was cool is I got to walk around, because it was a like tilt brush or whatever on Steam.
Yeah.
And so I got to walk around the thing that I made. So it helped me appreciate three-dimensional space and the real world a little bit more, because mm-hmm. I don't really have depth perception normally.
Okay.
So it helped me experience that. But beyond that, I didn't really fall for it. I'm going to use a controller or a PC interface, like a keyboard and mouse.
Makes sense.
For my gaming.
They've already built 3D specific or VR specific apps for the Daydream. They have the YouTube, of course, your Netflix, your Hulu. New York Times was the one that actually stuck out for me. New York Times.
Don't they have a paywall for their articles, though?
I have no idea.
Won't that be really awkward when that's like one of your like top news things and people are going to have to pay extra for that?
Probably. The biggest limitation to Daydream seems to be that it only works with the new phones. Sorry, guys. But they've already got some people on board, of course. Samsung, HTC, LG, Huawei?
Hawaii.
I have never seen anybody with a Hawaii phone.
They made the new Nexus.
Yeah, they made the new Nexus.
Oh, that's a Chinese company that's stealing all our information.
Wow.
They did actually have to go through like government probes to get.
And they're clean?
Clean enough.
As clean as they can be.
Yeah.
Everyone's
stealing. No one does what the government.
Yeah.
Yep.
Washing my hands.
I thought you were going to say, I'm not talking about the government.
They going to get me.
Hands up.
They also showed off that they're going to come out with a VR headset. Of course, I mean, you can't have a VR infrastructure without something to put on your head and do things.
Not necessarily true.
You said they showed off that they're going to... I mean, did they?
No, they didn't really show off. They just kind of
said... and you can't do VR without a headset, and it's going to be comfortable. And coming up next is some, like...
Yeah. And then they showed, like, a little drawing, actually. Did you see that? Along with the controller?
I saw the controller.
Yeah, so
and
that's
I saw...
what the controller. And right next to the controller was a light sketch of a headset.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
Is their headset going to be like the Vive and stuff like that, where it's a special, it's an extra thing that you have in addition to your phone, or is it going to be?
It's going to be like the gear,
a la Google Cardboard and shit like that.
I think it's going to.
Well, hello.
I think we just solved a murder.
Yeah. We completed a quest.
Super big thank you to good old Ninja 2099 for hosting our stream.
Oh, good lord. Like,
thank you. That terrified me.
And giving everyone a collective heart attack.
Yep. I peed a little. Thanks for that.
Never sitting in that chair.
It says, of course, Google actually makes its phone reference design for the Nexus devices. It's also, I mean, it's anyone's guess whether it will be a real Google VR, just like the...
Yeah.
You know, or Daydreams just have their own kind
of thing.
So
they don't know. Yet.
Yeah, like, there's nothing right now. But that controller that they showed off looks pretty interesting. Gives me a Wii vibe.
There you go. Finish the word.
I think I've seen that move before.
A Weavi.
The Weavi.
Yeah, because you hold it and then
you
like,
hold it. You kind of whip it for, you know, fishing and
although
conducting an orchestra.
The Vive was like that too.
Really? No.
Yeah, they have the things and you gotta move them around and shit.
Although what whip?
I'm assuming the graphics that they showed, that was like alpha.
Yeah, that's gotta be.
Because that was not impressive.
Well, yeah. They can improve that shit.
You can improve it. Yeah, overnight. Look at Two Worlds 2.
Right.
You know, 5 years later.
I mean, soon,
5 years, they're still coming out with DLC.
Soon, even Two Worlds 3.
Yeah.
Two Worlds 3.
Exactly. Another thing they showed off is another messaging app that you will soon be using called Allo.
No, I'm not.
Allo?
You're not going to use Allo?
I'll use it as much as I use Google Messenger.
But it's going to be a cool...
What's Google Messenger?
You can whisper.
The one you use, right?
Hangouts?
You use Hangouts.
Oh, I love Hangouts.
Whispering right now.
Why do you love Hangouts?
Using Allo, I'm whispering.
Just because I can integrate both my phone and my computer at the same time.
But can you whisper?
You slide down to whisper. Or is it up to whisper?
Hmm? You slide down
to whisper. You slide down to whisper.
What are we sliding down?
You can slide down in the app Allo to whisper.
The most
whisper what?
Whisper text to people.
How do you whisper text I've ever seen.
It's smaller.
By sliding down.
So it's just smaller text?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you could shout.
Or you can shout,
and it's
yeah,
bigger.
When you slide up.
Kind of like the equivalent if you hold the thumbs up button in Facebook. And it goes
bigger.
That was the most useless thing they did on their stage right there.
But it's shouting.
And I think people even clapped.
People
at that part.
Applauded.
People clap at those things all the time, though. That's not a fair judgment of anything. They were given free shit for being there. Of course they're going to clap when their overlords say, hey, look, they did a thing.
Their
you
overlords?
Like it, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot more than what they showed to get people to move away from Facebook Messenger.
Well, let's go over some of the features.
Facebook,
let's go over the
why
features.
Why do you hate Facebook Messenger?
Hold on. Before we get through that, because we're on Allo right now, not Facebook Messenger.
But Allo is replacing
computer.
Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, well,
they're
we
computers.
Don't know. Well, do you know what happens in Allo?
They're going to compete.
No, you don't know
they're
their features.
Fight.
You've used Facebook Messenger, so you know the features that you don't use because you hate it.
No, I haven't used it.
Oh, well, see, you can't even comment on that.
I have, though.
So, Allo, one of their features on there that's distinguished to them
is... Can you send stickers?
Their Google Assistants. No, you can't send stickers.
Damn it. You can't send stickers? I'm out.
It says there's more on that below, of course, with the thing. But users will be able to call an assistant for information that automatically generates replies. So while you're inside of chat.
So it's a chatbot?
Yeah, you can kind of like, right, hey,
cool,
I need pizza. And then boom, it brings up pizza and you can send that information to Corey if you're doing the chat with him.
What is that? What do you, wait. What?
Okay, so.
Why?
You can,
explain.
No.
You have Google already on your fucking phone. You have the company that is making this already has a platform in which you can go search for
it. But it's bringing them together.
No, no, no.
It's taking your app and giving you an AI buddy who's like
inside your app.
No,
like making him like
putting Alfred inside.
Has no one seen Terminator?
That's exactly what it is, Bags. It's like a really good friend who, like, if you're like, man, I'm hungry for some pizza, he'll chat back, oh, we should do Domino's. There's a sale right now.
Actually, that's exactly right, because you can actually text the Google Assistant.
Why would I
and
do that?
Say,
because you're lonely?
Hey.
I'm not that lonely.
I'm in the mood for pizza. And it'll say, there are 15 pizza places near you. Here's one right here. Or it'll, you could say, like, hey, how did my team do? And it will tell you the score of your favorite sports
keep trying,
team.
Keep trying.
In
I already know where I get
society,
my pizza. I already know where I get my pizza, and I don't have sports.
But what Aaron is referring to is I can say I find...
Can it tell me where to find craft beers?
Yes. You could say...
Good, so can fucking Google.
You can send me a picture and say, hey, David, look at this craft beer.
Did you know there's actually a website that does that for you? It's called Let Me Google That For You.
Well, this isn't. There's no more. They're shutting that down because Allo's.
Because
the
Allo,
the feature,
you
right?
Send a picture. Hey, David, look at this craft beer,
app.
And then Allo will pop up and say, "Would you like to buy craft beer? Here's where."
So Starless says, "I like the predictive responses the app does. So like it gets in a habit. If someone texts you, like, are you hungry?
Nope.
Based off your past knowledge, it'll be like, no, not this time.
Or what you normally say.
What you normally say.
Go f off.
Will, yeah, it will not be what
it
I
didn't look intrusive, but
it is intrusive.
It's doing that already. Have
you
guys not noticed in your emails?
Yes.
Yeah,
inbox.
It will.
Yes. Inbox is doing that already.
Inbox does it.
I've seen that.
Gmail does not.
Well.
I still use Gmail.
Ceramic Dragon says, Alex, you look like you write reviews on craft beers, do you?
I do not.
It's Me Angela says, this sounds better than Facebook. Phil Collins says, it's basically Siri. And Starless says, with Allo, you can build off the questions.
Yes.
So the questions
yes.
build. Like, you can be like, so who directed
The Shining.
The Shining. And then it'll show. It'll say, oh.
I think I'm just mad that this AI is stealing my job and my group of friends. Because yes. I am the one with the strongest Google foo.
The truth comes out.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it does everything that I already do.
Let's unpack that.
Does everything that I do.
All right.
No one else does it, apparently.
Google stresses, though, the privacy aspects of Allo. All messages in Allo are encrypted, but... shoot, I can't even say that with a straight face. But Allo also has an incognitus mode. Mm-hmm. So you can be secretive when you search.
When I okay. search,
here's the weird thing.
I
too.
Need some ointment for my balls.
It says it out loud. Need you need ointment butter. For your balls.
You sends need... a group text to everyone in your list.
Corey needs ointment for his balls. Everybody.
911. He calls the police for you.
Would you like to buy ball ointment?
Yeah.
Here's where. The weird thing, though, the example that they showed is somebody sent a picture of their dog. And then one of the responses was, "Aw, cute dog." I'm like, "How does it know?"
Oh, they've done
the
all
picture
that.
Is a dog.
That's
because they are about to rule the world.
What was it?
So they know
that's
everything.
Weird.
I do kind of take offense that it tries to come up with my responses for me. Like, it's trying to get me not to think.
It's like, yeah, thank we're becoming you. A yeah. lazier freaking society.
I don't
society.
Like that though. I do like to come up with my own response.
Well, then
I don't...
you could probably disable that, of course.
Well, then what's the fucking point? Because they spent a lot of time talking about it.
Or you can just not use.
You can have it learn you. Have it. You
have
know,
it learn you.
Yeah, learn you. Learn what you're gonna say, so you don't have to do all that, or not. You know, that's what you. Have to,
gaming or, says. Gaming says. So basically, after a year, there's enough data on a person using this program to be body snatched.
Valid here's the point. Other thing. Will you even have conversations anymore?
No.
After a year or so, they'll have already pre-made stuff. So then Alex will be like, hi, you know, and they'll have just pre-made conversations.
Everyone's just doing
responses,
this to each
can
other.
They just hit it back to each other.
Yeah.
They won't even need us to hit it at some point, and that's how Skype
And now, like, you're beefing with people now. My wife's fucking pissed because I didn't compliment her.
My auto-response right. algorithm was off, and it didn't say that she looked nice when she sent a picture. It said, what is that pig? Clearly the fucking thing doesn't work.
My Google phone forgot our anniversary.
I want to see how in-depth it is, because I do jokes all the time that are references to other things. Well, so
no, there's no room jokes, for humor in this new world order.
They're hilarious.
It's me, Angela, says, it's going to be like Star Trek. We just ask questions out loud in whatever building you're in, and it will answer you.
I don't want to hear fucking other people fucking talking to me. If I could live in a world where no one fucking talks, I would love that.
That's the
at least at work.
Worst thing.
No, it's so fucking frustrating to like... to hear people talking on their fucking... They have their, like, phone headphones in, little earbuds,
uh-huh.
and then they have their little mic on their thing, and they're just walking around talking like this.
Oh,
it's like,
you don't want to hear other
go
people's
the fuck
conversation,
somewhere else.
Is
yeah.
what you're saying?
I don't want to hear your conversation, okay. and I don't want to hear you talking to your phone, also, like, when they're like, hey, Siri, because they're never like, hey, Siri. They're always like, hey, Siri! Hey, can you tell me where pizza is?
I've never,
where pizza is?
I've never seen anybody ask their phone in public about
I have,
anything.
Multiple times.
But I have been guilty of talking to people with that cord and everything. When I
you
went
look
to,
like a doofus.
Well, I went to get chocolate, and I was talking to Web.
Did you ask Siri where to
no,
get chocolate?
Don't rope no. me into this.
Why was that necessary to the story?
Because it is. Because I
so when, I went out to I get go, chocolate.
Because when I went into the chocolate place, very good chocolate place. Ginger
Aaron
Elizabeth.
Was sitting at home.
You mean hot chocolate, right?
That's yeah, I was getting hot
yeah,
chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
I went
it's
to Ginger
yeah.
Elizabeth.
You fucking hipster.
And I walk in there, and I'm talking to Web, and I'm like, Web, I'm at Ginger Elizabeth's. And I was like, have you ever been here before? And so the two ladies in front of me, they turn around. And they're like, no, we come here all the time, yeah. And I was like, I wasn't talking to you, ladies.
And I heard the whole thing, and I was dying.
I'm like, I wasn't talking to you, ladies.
Can I just point out that Bags definitely sounds like the beginning of a villain?
Yeah, he does. This is the origin.
This is how.
No, I'm too lazy.
Or
saving grace, ladies and gentlemen. Because
or at least the,
Bags becomes a villain.
Who's the guy on Demolition Man that was like the leader of the Resistance Underground?
Kevin Costner?
No, Lord. So when Google takes over the world, that's what Bags will be. Still eating rat burgers.
Whoa, you know,
if, we had Google
if we had Google
Assistant, if we had Allo, we could
text
ask.
It and say, what's that guy who did the thing in that should've, movie?
Should've. Or we can have the other thing that they came out with, which I'm assuming is...
Oh, yes. The next thing right now is the Duo FaceTime competitor. Google Duo.
I don't want to see someone's face either.
Well, this is the good thing about it.
This is the weird thing about it.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm more intrigued now.
Go with the weird first, I guess.
Is you have to be 100% prepped for the person that you're about to video call with to see you when you hit call. There's no hitting call, waiting for them to answer, and like finish getting dressed.
It's the equivalent of a peephole.
Yes. Yeah.
Before you open your door.
Because if you are calling me,
it's a camera,
I could see you before I even answer the phone.
Correct.
I see how? The camera.
That's just how it is.
That's how it works.
You pick your phone up, and you're like, I want to call David Webb. So you call David Webb with your camera instantly.
You say, Google, call David Webb.
You say, Google, call David Webb. And the camera instantly turns on to you. So now you're live broadcasting.
All right.
David Webb picks up his phone. You don't see him. He picks up his phone, but he can see you.
I haven't answered yet.
Sitting there waiting.
But why?
Because Alex Bags is calling, and I see you moving around.
Yeah, you see
like your lock screen and shit like that.
Yes.
He sees you waiting impatiently. Like, answer me. Answer me. I know you're there.
Answer me.
Actually, just me. Just scowling at my phone. Just what the fuck is wrong with?
Yeah, you can't even do that anymore. Like, I know you're there. Damn it. Just pick up the damn phone because we can see you.
Start drinking like a drink and have them pick up. I'm sorry.
Girls are going to get their phone calls answered a lot more, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
Like, or they might not get them answered anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think what would be perfect. Now, I think they need to just incorporate this into phone calls in general.
No.
I think all phone calls, I should be able to see the person's face.
Please
only,
don't.
Only because 95% of the phone calls I receive these days are from telemarketers or people trying to give me loan information.
You're fucking up then.
You failed at life, Corey.
Don't I want to see their the face phone. So I can shame them.
Don't answer the phone.
I don't anymore.
It says
there
duo.
There you go. You're
duo.
Doing the exact same thing that
but
you
if
would
I
do
could
if
see
you had
their
duo.
Face, I might answer it.
It says no, duo is mobile only, though. It is tied to your phone number. So FaceTime has a big advantage here, but Duo, like Allo, will be available for both Android and iOS this summer.
Womp womp.
Why is it only tied to your phone number? I don't like that.
It so you can't have anonymous people having accounts that can send people fucking video calls. Especially if you're forced to see their video, they could just show you their dick 100%
of
the time.
Like, that's not going to happen anyway.
But it's going to be tied to your phone number, so you can block that phone number and be done.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Unless that someone wants to go through a whole shit ton of phones. Yeah, which, you know what? Hey, yeah. If you want me to see your
I'm
dick
up on burners.
Bad, then I will look at your dick. If you're willing to go through that many phones, it has to be, it's like the fifth time is probably what I'll be like, yeah, fine, whatever.
So Aaron,
I'll talk to Mr. Schlong. All
let's
right,
do a
I get
quick
it.
Recap. Aaron's looking for nut butter. And if you call
and if
Bags
you call
with,
me
enough,
with
time,
enough phones, I will look
he
at
will
your
look
dick.
At your dick.
Yeah, quoted.
Corey, you have anything to add?
Now,
okay. We're good.
That's my 2020 presidential platform.
If you call me with enough phones, America, I will look at your
dick. I see that on a PowerPoint presentation as he walks off stage. If you call me with enough phones, I will look at your dick.
I will look at your dick.
They stand up. Thank you for coming out, everybody.
Real hero of our time.
Free autographed dick pic for everyone in the audience.
Google came
look
out
under your chair.
Google came out and seemed like they were just kind of going at everybody.
Oh, it's signed.
Everybody gets a dick pic.
They got a Allo, you know, for the messaging app competitors.
Yep.
They got the Duo for the FaceTime competitors, and now they have a smart assistant speaker.
Damn it! They should have gone with the B. Because they were going with, they had the three first, they had Allo and Duo, and they could have gone B or C, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
because it skipped B and C.
I don't know the alphabet, clearly.
No, you don't.
They have a smart speaker for your home, just like Amazon Echo
the Nest.
Now.
Didn't they have the Nest?
No,
the Nest is,
no,
the,
Nest
thermostat.
Is the thermostat.
Oh,
thing.
That's
yeah. going to
be control
tied
that through, yeah.
The Echo. The
what
company
was the name of the assistant on the Echo?
Alexa.
Yeah.
Yes. The company also announced a new home assistant called Google Home, a small speaker that's always listening with
nope,
a microphone.
Already out. I'm already done.
That's always nope.
With
nope.
its always listening microphones that integrates into a broad range of services. The obvious comparison, of course, is Echo, and Home will answer questions and execute commands in similar ways, relying on Google's assistant, which you previously hated already. The device itself is a cylinder with a round top, and actually the top can be interchanged with the different colors for your home aesthetic.
Whoop-de
oh, wow.
fucking do.
Yeah. There you go.
Isn't that cool? Let's put different color covers on it.
Yeah. Home is built on Chromecast standards, which lets you push media and other cast compatible speakers and screens change temperatures or lighting through Nest devices, and integrate, and it's integrated with services like Spotify, of course. Google hasn't opened up its API to developers yet. The Home can't communicate with any of the outside services as Echo, but Google says those integrations will become possible as the platform develops.
Sure. What about security? Did anyone talk about security?
No, screw security.
Nope, no one talked about it. No. Right.
So if you
job.
See one in someone's house, if you yell loud enough, you could unlock the doors.
Right.
And then everybody just floods in.
Or a lot of the time, those are just on Wi-Fi. So if you can crack their Wi-Fi and then talk to the device that way, you're
ooh.
Done. Yep.
Don't think of that. Come on, it's Google.
Wi-Fi door locks sounded awesome at first until you start thinking about it in those terms.
Yep.
It's still in its infancy. I do plan on at least getting the Dot, the Echo, Amazon Echo Dot. I do
just
like
say
that
more
one.
Random words that don't mean anything.
Google Echo, that? Amazon Echo Dot.
The yeah. Google Amazon Echo.
I'm assuming,
I mean,
the Amazon Echo. I'm assuming it's Dot. The Amazon silver. Echo, but like in a cheaper form factor.
It's a smaller one, okay. Because the other one is like a freaking can of a tall boy. Like, that's what the other one is. We sell it at my job, which is crazy.
That's not that bad.
But the thing that I like about the Dot over the original one is I can hard plug in a stereo system.
He likes to hard plug in with his nut butter.
Yeah.
I like to soft
plug in. Wait, does
the
one not have ports on it?
No, it does not.
That's funny.
It gets
it's
harder
all Bluetooth
as you go.
Syncing.
I like Bluetooth, though.
You can Bluetooth sync with the Dot as well.
Okay.
But
you can Bluetooth or hard plug in?
Yeah. With the
just,
Dot.
Just jam that
wireless?
Plug in.
Exactly. Okay.
Hardwired.
I like hard plugging in.
Hard plugging. Hardwired is the
hard
term.
Hard plugging.
Hard plugging. I like that, though.
We briefly spoke already about the Google Assistant, which is just a smarter, more chattier Siri, I guess. I saw an article, too, that were like, you know, good on Google for not giving it a gender and just, you know, making it an assistant.
It's a female
oh
voice,
God.
Though.
You said it.
That was somebody. I don't remember. I didn't
but they've,
read.
They've done studies that most people respond better to female voices as assistants.
I do.
Like an AI assistant like that.
I don't
that.
Like when my phone is a man.
You don't like when it's Jarvis?
I ain't into that gay shit.
One time, I did change my iPhone to the
all right,
British
thanks, lowest common denominator.
So I could pretend it was Jarvis.
Yeah.
And then I stopped.
I there was a Google Assistant, not a Google Assistant, there was an assistant app that I downloaded like two phones ago that it gave me the option to have like a British female voice, and I did that. I like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Money everyone, Penny.
Everyone likes the British female
voice. What was it?
James Bond.
Penny?
Money Penny.
Odd.
That's
from James. Yeah,
I would have named her Penny if I had known that. That would have been awesome. Yeah, it's cool stuff. Google Assistant also gives Allo an edge, it says. In Allo, you can start a conversation with at Google asking questions. We already talked about that. I'm just trying to see what else. Oh, and it gives out suggestions as well, of course. Next thing on there was Google keeps getting bigger and N keeps getting smarter, faster, better, stronger. One of the things that they kind of put out there that I was just like, all right, whatever, is they're going to have a new emoji set if you're really big into emojis.
They're just
so
adding,
big into emojis.
They're like adding 74 emojis.
Yeah, that's a stupid amount of emojis. And if my person that I'm texting doesn't have said emojis.
It's just little squares.
Yeah, you get little boxes. It's cool.
Yep.
Like, what the hell?
And that's how you can communicate to people.
I got that for the longest time when I was texting with somebody with an iPhone.
Yep.
And I was just like, I can't see that, right? And then they would just take a screenshot of their phone and send it to me. Like,
that's the
oh,
feature, people.
You were flipping me off. Okay.
Oh,
I see.
I wish I did.
Wouldn't it have
been
faster to just take a picture of you flipping somebody off and send to them?
Probably.
When you ask for nudes and she sends you those back instead.
Yeah, exactly.
All of those sweet boxes.
Sweet boxes.
Do you know it was National Send a Nude Day last week?
Yes, it was.
Did you participate?
Definitely.
I know. I saw it on Snapchat.
I blocked bags on Snapchat.
What other things they have in that one? The other cool features on the new N, Android N, is the apps that you don't have to download to use.
Instant apps.
That's cool
instant
for businesses,
apps.
I guess.
Yes.
But what does that mean?
The example they used was B&H, for example. B&H has an app, right?
Sure.
You'd install the B&H app and order a camera, but you don't shop for cameras every single day. So B&H can make an app, upload it to the ether.
So what does it do?
So if I'm wanting to go buy something from B&H, for example, and I Google B&H, instead of getting their website or their shitty mobile site, I can run an app instantly without downloading it, and it's just there.
So it's being streamed to your phone?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Their app gets streamed to your phone.
So it's just super lightweight.
Yeah, exactly. And it's for that type of situation. Like those people who...
So what happens when you're done with it, though?
It just
goes to the cloud.
It works the same way. It
goes to someone else's
computer. Thank you, Aaron, for getting technical with us.
It just goes to the cloud.
It's like a mobile site. It's just there.
So it's just a mobile site. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but it
Thank
runs
you.
An app.
That's all I need. He's just fucking explain it in real goddamn terms.
New apps that you don't even have to download.
Why the hell
Welcome
this show
to the future
become a explain mobile. Google's whole freaking conference to Alex. That's what this is, basically.
Because Alex is jealous that
Convince
Google
Alex
is taking
is what this whole thing
Convince
is.
Me.
That's terrible.
I'm not even a technical Luddite. I just don't like some of that new shit. It's People are like, life's going to be so much easier and better. It's like, no, it's not. It's going to fuck up.
In my day, I liked my life hard.
Yep.
Gross.
I was happy about it.
I know.
I hard plugged into everything.
Still
you
sad.
Got to. You got to.
Nobody understands the cloud.
It's just someone else's computer.
They also showed off a little bit of their new Android Wear 2.0.
Unless they can get 2.0. The battery to last longer than like 4 hours, I don't give a shit what they add. Feature wise,
my Android watch lasts 2 days.
Really?
On charge.
Not long enough.
Not too long.
Not too long.
Not too short. It's just right. Just
I need a minimum 5 days.
Yeah.
How about a well, like, that's how about like a forever, like a regular goddamn watch?
Yeah. How about that?
No, you have to change the batteries on that.
Do you?
Like yeah. You do.
When's the last time you changed a battery on a watch?
Like,
I feel like your watches have. Stopped being used before you've actually had to change out your batteries.
Literally, you can probably go back and find
Regardless.
One of your small child watches that just had like a little digital
it's
face
fucking,
up there.
It's a Hello
Kitty. Fucking whale on it. Just a digital time. Still fucking going.
I found a Yoda watch that I got from a Burger King like when the prequels came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
still going.
It's still fucking ticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we... So we build watches back in our day. Google says that the new watches equipped with... Hey!
It's me, Angela, just got banged.
I was going to say, is Angela new?
Is it? I assumed it was Bag's significant other, but I could be wrong.
No.
Oh, it's not.
I mean, unless it is and I don't know. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
that's
But possible.
Yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
Creepy Carbs comes into the room, says, hello, I've come here in search of something vaguely not boring. Hi, how are you?
Well, you found us. That's how
We're
we define
vaguely
ourselves.
Not yeah.
Vaguely not boring.
I think that's our new call sign.
Yeah.
That's our next send-off.
Video Game Bang. Vaguely not boring. Not
boring. I love it.
We got to do the wave for It's Me, Angela.
Yes, we do.
So,
Oh, she said this is her first time.
Oh, we'll be gentle.
We'll be gentle. If you guys sub to the show, we like to honor you in the only way we know how. Literally, it's the only way. We
tried
to come up with other ways.
Something else, and we could not.
I've begged them to come up with
nothing,
something else.
Nothing stuck. Nothing. So we're going to play the official Wave theme song and give a wave just for you. Angela.
I was just saying, Aaron just dabbed.
All right. Here we go. We got me. Aaron, Webb, Bags.
I'm last.
And we're going to go two times.
If you're not first, you're last.
Whoa! Thanks, Ricky.
Whoa! Whoa! There you go, Angela. Welcome to the show. Vaguely not boring.
You, Angela.
Yeah, it was for you.
I hope that was vaguely not boring.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't.
Ender Board Gaming for the win says good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day to you.
I don't ever see a reason to buy these watches. Now, what they're doing also, they're saying they're trying to separate, which is so stupid to me, your watch from your phone.
Mm.
So you won't need your phone as much with your watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay. I forgot my phone at home type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
I could just use
I got my
watch.
Instead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the features on there is the texting or writing on your phone to text. Don't like that. The screen's too small.
Yeah,
I have terrible handwriting.
Yeah, no.
You're never going to figure out what I'm saying, Google, because my handwriting
just
is
just whisper
atrocious.
Into your phone.
Yeah,
hey, like, Google Assistant, I need to text so-and-so
it
something.
It takes too much effort to do like the writing with the finger. I like to save my finger
the
dexterity
finger.
For other things.
They messed
Not
up on their
labor,
stage, too, didn't
you.
They?
Oh, did you? What?
Hey!
Enderlord Gaming just got banged, and what that means is we got to do another round of the waves.
We
so.
Have to.
It's foretold.
This one is for you, good sir. All right.
Are we waiting on this now?
Rip table.
Jeez.
Whoa!
Whoa! He's not even waving. He's just...
He's like, whatever. Okay, yeah.
That's a way to end the show.
So what does all this mean, though? Oh, I didn't even talk about
what
Google
does it
Auto.
All
what
mean?
Does it mean?
Wait, Google Auto?
Yeah, Google what Auto. They're just taking it away from your actual dash now, and they're actually putting it in your phone to where you can set it up, you know.
Good.
You don't have to go buy...
a new car.
Not even a new car. You can buy kits that you can install in your older cars, of course, but...
See, now that is interesting.
There you go.
You should
we found something
that.
Interesting.
You did it.
You won, Google.
I love it when a show ends and it comes full circle.
Full circus.
Thank you for watching, everybody. If you're new to the show, listening or watching, of course, again, I say thank you and welcome. But if you're just listening, you are doing yourself a major disservice by not going to twitch.tv/videogame_bang.
If you hit the follow, you get notified whenever we go live, which is on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights.
Nine-ish.
And what we're doing tomorrow is pretty cool. If you guys ever heard of Orange Lounge Radio, they are Sacramento video game podcasts that have been doing their show for 15 years.
15 years.
VGB, 15 years.
VGB has been around for 3.5, and we've never almost heard. Fallen apart several times. To go for 15 years, they are legends in not only gaming podcasting, but podcasting in general. So we're going to be on Orange Lounge Radio tomorrow night live. You can Google them. They're on Twitch. No, they're not on Twitch. But they are on Twitter.
They are on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah, they're
Twitter
on Twitter.
And Facebook. Look them up. We'll do their show.
You can do the same with us because we're everywhere as well. If you use the Google Assistant and say video game bang, it'll show you all our stuff.
It'll show you all the game bangs
very
in your area.
Clearly,
you have the ability at Google to use your microphone already.
Yes. But now you have an assistant.
Did you mean video gang bang?
Yeah.
No, probably. Google.
Yeah. Yes.
I wonder, can you be like, you know, look up video game bang, then it shows that, and you're like, who's that guy? And then it says, oh,
which
that's
guy?
Yeah.
That's the real which, David Webb.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who that is.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, we're all over the social medias, Twitter, Facebook, go over there. Big thing is head over to patreon.com and become a patron today. We're giving away awesome stuff at the end of the month to a special person. The surprise is you don't know what you're getting because I haven't taken
it out
yet.
It's a mystery. Patreon,
yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for watching again, of course, to Alex Baggs, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying I'm almost out of breath.
You got yourself a case of the mumble mouth.
Wow.